The weather is supposed to be gorgeous tomorrow. And if you're in the west of Ireland and you'd like to be outdoors, well, southwest, where better to visit than the rare and special plant fair, which is taking place at Glen Castle in County Limerick. The castle has been home to the Fitzgerald family for over 700 years. And tomorrow, they're giving people a chance to see both their beautiful gardens and inside the castle. We're full of castles today, but this will be very interesting for people who are interested in gardens and plants. So I'm joined on the line by Catherine Fitzgerald, who runs the castle and the gardens with her actor husband, Dominic West, to tell us more. What is a rare and special plant fair, and how did it come to be held in Glen Castle? First of all, good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. How did all this come about?
Well, it came about 2 years ago, and Carol Marks of Board Beer rang me out of the blue and said, would we be interested? And I'm a landscape designer, so of course I was beside myself and thrilled. And since then, we've been working together to make it happen. So tomorrow is the day.
And that's 2 years to get ready.
Well, it's 2 years. I mean, yeah, sort of just that's the start of the conversation. And then we had visits and getting together all the nurseries to come. And then we had our side of it to do, and we're organising, so it all runs smoothly. So it has been. It's been quite a run up, but it should be good.
OK, lots of planning. I gather Board B are good at that.
Yes, very good. Very good standards, so all the really good nurseries, great growers, lots of good advice. So it's all set out in a paddock next to the house, and then you can walk through and look around the gardens. And we hope to bring people down along the Shannon Estuary Way to come and visit the whole area. But it should be a lovely sunny day, and there'll be wonderful artisanal food vans and lots to see and do.
Was this always, I was talking to Henry Mountcharles earlier, and looking after that castle is his life's work.
Yes.
Now he seems to love the work, but some of it has been very tough. I mean, how did it come about that you're now running the place?
Well, I'm running it. I love it, especially because of my gardening side, and I'm passionate about the garden and the plants. It's a sort of garden where each generation has done their bit, so there's layer upon layer, and it just broke my heart to think that we couldn't, that history would be broken, and all the family history, the castle, the portraits, everything in the house that belongs there. So it's my sort of, it's a labour of love. It's my mission to keep it together, to restore and to continue to develop it and to welcome people here and to try to start doing these sorts of small events and other sort of experiential weekends and, you know, trying to really sort of bring it to life and make it work financially as well.
Right. Now, because you put it on the market, or your family put it on the market some time ago.
Yes.
And you had a plan to sell it to somebody who would do what you're doing now?
Well, we my father, the Knight of Glyn, who really also, like Henry Mountcharles, devoted his life to keeping it going, and he was a scholar of Irish art and architecture and furniture, so it all made sense, and he really did spend his life doing that. He died, and then we had the recession and our country house hotel shut down, so it was precarious times, and we tried to keep it together, but it was just too difficult.
So, I know.
And that was bad times, but, you know, things then, as it was on the market, there was not really much. There didn't seem a solution, no one really coming along. So we then regrouped and we all discussed it, and we thought things were getting a bit better in Ireland and everywhere, really. And we thought, come on, let's give it a go. Let's see if we can, you know, do this.
And how much time do you spend there now?
So I'm actually spending a bit of time in America because of Dominic and with the kids. So
he's on his last of the series, is he?
Yes, he's just finishing off the affair, and he's going to be flying in tonight. So he will be here in the morning at the Rare and Special Plant Fair, which is great.
Right.
So he's finishing filming today, so it's all working out. So that's great. But I'm back and forth the whole time, and we spend as much time as we can, all the holidays, and the children are very attached to it. They love it, of course. They can just ramble around ramble around on their own. It's wonderful.
Right. The And you really, I mean, in London, are you not? You're not. You've a partner in Mark Lutyens.
Yes, I have a wonderful landscape architect partner who I work with, and we do projects together. We've just Hillsborough Castle in the north has just opened the new walk
garden.
What
did you do there?
We really did the design for the revitalising of the gardens around the house. We started about 6 years ago around the house and did a parterre, and we did a whole terrace and the yew walk. We revived the yews and all of the planting, and then we've been working on planning the wall garden, which had really was nothing much in it, and it's a really large space. And they also were, of course, developing huge visitor facilities, cafe shops and so on. So it's going to be a really fantastic visitor experience.
Oh, well, that's good, because sometimes looking at Stormont, when you just stand and look at it, it all looks so barren and bare and kind of gaunt-looking. It doesn't have the kind of charm you're talking about in West Kerry.
No, our mission is to, you know, make everything green and luscious and inviting for people. And I think we've really done a good job there in doing that. And the house is now covered in climbers and roses and you know, it's really looks floriferous and vibrant.
Okay, well, now back to home.
Yes.
Do you run the gardens yourself?
Yes.
How much help would you need, and how would you describe the gardens?
Well, the gardens are a wonderful mixture of formal in front of the house, then with paths when winding by a little stream with ancient Killarney oaks that have been there forever, covered in ferns and moss, and a lovely natural meadow is at the heart of it that's just my favourite part, and it has covered in tiny, small, pale daffodils in spring, and then a lovely wildflower meadow. So it's got that wonderful mix of lawns, green lawns, and then going into a wilder, shadier garden. And then we've got a fantastic, productive walled garden with the old garden walls covered in lichen, and we grow all our own veg. And I've got a fantastic team of helpers and gardeners, a lovely Sinead Foley, who will be here tomorrow, manning our Glynn stand, where we'll be selling plants from the garden, and Maggie and Goran. And we all do days here and there, and I can't afford a full-time gardener, but we do it. It's a bit rough around the edges, but it's full of charm and soul.
Right, well, that's what it's all about. Now, when they talk about the rare plants, give us a clue what people might expect.
Well, I think the range is going to be completely fantastic, because there'll be wonderful dahlias, there'll be all the ones things that are in flower now, the wonderful zingy geums, which are bright orange. You've got all the primulas, you've got alliums, and then you'll have the sort of more, you know, tender exotics, Finlay Collie with all his wonderful schefflerers. I mean, I think there'll be something for everybody.
Right. A lot of gardens of your vintage, at that time, the Victorians, and indeed before them, travelled the world and brought back exotica, shall we say, which we now regard as common.
Exactly. It's extraordinary. You go travelling and you see, and you think, hey, this is where that comes from. Like, you know, it's a revelation. I go on these plant hunting trips, and I have done. And
where to?
I've been to Mongolia and to Pakistan and to the coast of Turkey, and with other groups of plantaholics, and you see wonderful things in their native habitats, which is what's so thrilling about it.
How very exotic is that? And do you, as your forebears, you'd bring them home?
Well, now it's very strict because of plant depletion in the wild, so you can't.
Yeah.
And people like botanic gardens have special licenses to do so, and sometimes you might be with a trip who you can, but you have to be careful. But it's more to see them, really.
And come here to me. Does anybody ever help themselves to the odd cutting when they visit the garden?
Oh, well, Marion, how could you think of such a thing? You know, gardeners would never do that.
I know that. I think the greatest offenders are older women.
Well, I won't say anything.
Right. Yeah. But you don't want them doing that.
Well, actually, I honestly don't mind, and I'd love people to take something away from Glyn, so I'm very happy for people to snip a cutting into their pocket.
Okay. Now, you... by the way, your husband, I mean, people know him in one capacity very, very well. Is he into all these plants?
He loves trees and woods, and he loves veg. Well, I'll say that.
I hear a but coming up.
But I'm a bit scornful of his plant knowledge with flowers.
Right, okay.
And he doesn't know the difference between a camellia or a hydrangea.
Right.
Why should he?
Yeah, well, particularly when the knowledge is on source from there. He's not very good at keeping his mouth zipped, I understand.
God. Oh, no way. He will just say anything to anybody.
And tell me what happened about your booking for Christmas.
Well, we had this exciting booking for Christmas and we were meant to be very discreet about it. But he wasn't that indiscreet, but he did say we were going to have a marvellous celebrity staying, which then sent out all the alarm bells to the celebrities' agents and so on. So it was nearly cancelled. So after all my hard work setting up a wonderful trip for her, it all nearly came to an end, thanks to Dominic. And in the end, all was well, and she came. She had a wonderful time.
Right, really, we're talking about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the market you want to be in.
Well, we have to make the house pay. We do this exclusive use rental. You take it over with your family or friends. You take all the 15 bedrooms, which are all individual and full of charm, they're lovely, and you live in the house like you're living in a castle, and we do the catering and look after people really, really well. So to do that, we do need to go for the high market to make it economic. But so, Taylor Swift was great.
And I gather she had a couple of pints down in the village.
She did. She had 2 pints, which I think is pretty good going.
Yes, it is indeed. Well, listen, I wish you every success with
tomorrow. Thank you, Marion.
And what time might people attend?
So at 10 o'clock, 10 till 5.
10 till 5. And does that include a tour of the house?
Yes, you can come and get a tour of the house, which is every hour, and you can also have a tour of the garden if you'd rather, or just wander around as you wish.
So, okay. Yeah. And is there a charge?
So it's €6.
€6. Okay. Well, listen, every success with that, and very nice to talk to you.
We can't lure you down, Marion.
I'm a working woman tomorrow.
Of course.
Okay.
Thank you for having
me.
Okay, so
nice
much.
To talk to you.
Yes,
all
you
the
too.
Best. And
okay.
Catherine.
Bye.
There we go.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.